Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Yeah.
Michelle from Booth Sounds here.
And Hi-Fi George.
We are unboxing a new boombox.
Not that we need.
Yeah.
But we're really actually struck with this thing, and after having read the specifications, even more so.
Mm-hmm.
Came out a while ago at the source. Company by the name of Edifier puts it out.
Yep.
And I don't know, it's got a different model number, but it doesn't really have a name as such other than that, I don't think.
No, it's just Edifier. MP700.
Why my speakers are crackling, I don't know. MP700, yeah.
Kind of helps that you had to, that we researched it and, you know, so it kind of stuck in my head.
Went to Edifier Canada. This is a huge box. The box is probably 10 inches wide by 50 inches long, I'm going to say, and maybe 4 inches thick, so it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
The device inside is not quite that big.
No.
So, but I point out that this box is huge because I want to point out something else. They've shrink-wrapped the entire box.
Yes. Now, how often do you get that anymore?
It's like the cellophane that you'd find on, what would you find it on nowadays? CDs and
mm-hmm.
a lot of things. They just kind of shrink-wrap it. They got a seam on it.
Yep.
So, I don't know. We're going to split this because it's kind of a shared item.
I'll start.
So, I don't know if you've got room for it on top of there, but...
No, I'm just putting it on my lap.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
You might need a...
scissor, which I've got.
Scissor, yeah. There's a little pair behind here. Or there was. Yeah, that's probably...
I got them in my hand.
Yeah. That always works. You just poke a hole in the plastic. You can usually get it started. Sounds like you have.
Yep. One little piece. Of course. There we go.
Always. It comes apart in many pieces sometimes. And that still may come apart in several more.
Yeah, it does. You can hear it rattling about.
Yeah, there's movement inside there, so stuff's not packaged really, really tight. And the box itself is not very thick.
No, it's actually quite thin. I just brushed my hand against the end. And, it's like your average cardboard box.
Yep.
We're both wondering about the weight because George didn't feel it was very heavy in the store.
No.
And there we have it.
Okay.
That's the first part.
The box is exposed.
There you go, George.
Oh, you're handing it back. Sorry.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm looking for taped seals. There are on each end. I'm not sure which is the right one to do.
I don't think it matters.
Is there any printing on the... Well, there are specifications and such on here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking if that's the way it opens. There looks to be engraved things on either side of it. Not the front and back, but the...
Actually, that's the top.
Okay, so this is the top?
Yep.
So, it opens sideways. The end, the right and the left end come open.
Mm-hmm.
Not the top or the bottom.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, really.
Orientation in this case is relative. I think I may need to borrow those scissors back. There they are.
Yep.
Because this tape is quite tight. I'm tearing the box. That's how thin it is. I can't break the tape. I have to tear. Let's see if I can get that underneath there.
I should have done that, but that's okay.
Not easily. I'll have to go from the other end. I've already ruined the box, kind of.
Oops.
Well, not ruined it, but...
I think I heard something.
Yeah, just me scraping against it.
Ah.
That is some secure tape. Good God. Forgive me.
I don't want you to get in there.
Not at all. It's to be appreciated without unboxing, but... Let's see if I can maybe start to peel it. Pause this momentarily until I get into here because, you know, if I were to get impatient, I could get into this and just wreck the box. But the trouble is that, see, I don't know who, we never got any warranty coverage on this, so I suspect any warranty, they didn't even ask us about that, did they, Michelle?
No, they didn't.
And usually the source offers a good comprehensive plan. I'm not sure if you can add it. Okay, so the right end is unsealed. I'm going to continue to... Oh, no, I'm not. box is pretty fragile. It is very fragile. It's almost like a thick paper rather than cardboard.
Yeah.
Good golly. Okay. This end is not cooperating with me at all.
I wonder if the other end would have been.
I'm
going
to pause mine until I figure out some semblance of how to get into here.
Okay,
so we've kind of made some headway. Missed the first uncracking of the side, or the end being open, so what I'm going to do is figure out how to undo this one. I kind of went at... I might not have to do that. Yes, I will. I'm going to have to help it out.
It's in there very tightly.
There we go. So it I just rattled, kind of pried in underneath there. It's deceptive. What it's rattling in, Michelle, this is almost like a shell of the box. So I'm going to turn it on its back, I think. And I'm almost tempted to have...
There we go.
See how flimsy that is?
Yeah.
It's more like a shell. This is the actual box.
Wow. A box within a box.
Yes, a box within a box. And that's the thick cardboard stuff. Now, how that opens, I'm just figuring out. I don't see an easy way. Yes, I do. It peels open. I don't know if you want to... Did you want any part of this, or...?
Yeah, I'll take that part.
So you just pull that part forward. Toward you.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
It's a flap, and it just lifts up, like out towards you, and then the whole top will come up. I want to see how it's laid out inside there, mind you, once you get it there.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to move my phone just a smidge.
Yeah, I would.
And there, it's open right now.
Okay, so the unit itself, perspective is relative, okay, but there's...
It's on its back.
It's on its back. It's all plastic shell.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of foam right where the unit is, so that's not what was moving around in there. It was pretty secure.
Yeah.
So it's in a big plastic, kind of like a bubble pack shell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all there is on top.
Yep.
Is the edifier box. And it takes up almost the whole length of the box, too.
Yep.
So we want to lift that out.
Yep. There we go.
Well, there is a bit more of a heft to it than I bargained on. Seems much lighter in the source. I don't know why.
Maybe because the one in the source...
It's hooked to cords and things.
Yeah.
And this is wrapped in plastic itself, the box.
Mm-hmm.
The device, rather.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of a boom box. Okay, so I think we're going to have to move this plastic out. Okay, actually, I think the stuff might be in a box or something. Yeah, at the other end. So, let's put that last plastic back in.
Put that back in.
And then we can go to...
I think all that lives in here, there's a little cardboard box.
Mm-hmm.
About runs the width of it. And so it's maybe 10 inches by a couple inches thick by maybe 4 inches high.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens easily at one end. I'm pretty certain that all in here is the power supply.
Yeah.
Sorry, taking liberties. I should have...
No, we're alternating, right?
This is manual, I think.
Yeah.
It's in its own little plastic.
Which is good, because we'll need that.
And the power supply is there. It's a kind of an odd-shaped little wall wart.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the cord to it. But there's something else inside here, which I don't know what that is. Well.
Cables.
A cable. It looks like a good, healthy line cord, actually, because it's got the big, wide jacks on it for where you connect to the speaker. It's in a resealable Ziploc bag.
Nice. I like that.
Very nice. That'll keep it protected, and it's also tied with a wire tie you can reuse anytime you want.
Yeah.
This is the power supply here. There's class, Michelle. You got to see this. The power supply cord is tied together with Velcro.
Now that makes sense.
I have never seen that before except for on a computer.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like it when you can get Velcro strips like that. It makes it so much nicer.
Yes, indeed.
Okie dokie. So that's our edifier.
Now, I suppose we could peel the plastic off of the unit, or did you want
to... No, you go ahead and do that.
It's got nice little tabs, excuse me, tabs I can get a hold of.
Mm-hmm.